Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane up to 20 and Mbombela a high of 23 degrees.
A 35-minute delay in Bedford View on the N3 northbound due to the stationary track on the ramp to the N12 east at the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, Wales suffer an injury setback ahead of tomorrow's test against the Boks in London, and the Proteas in England prepare to lock horns at the T20 World Cup this afternoon.
The first batch of treatment for Mpox is in the country, while the cases are on the rise.
The process to secure more treatment, including vaccine, is underway in case the need arises.
In the meantime, the health department says all mild cases are being managed. National Health spokesperson Foster Mohale says the number of cases have increased from 7 to 13 over the past 6 days, with Pretoria, Soweto and the Western Cape confirming its first cases. Two people have so far succumbed to the disease. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Onto politics, new overnight developments. Former Judge John Klope is going back to Parliament, and not for any processes against him, but this time in an official capacity. He's been unveiled as Chief Whip for the Umkhonto Busizwe Party. In February, Klope became the first judge to be impeached by Parliament, and he was stripped of his title as Western Cape Judge President. Among the seven parties that are now part of the Government of National Unity, last-minute negotiations underway to form a cabinet. The ANC Youth League say they want Paul Mashatile to stay on as Deputy President. League President Colin Malachi said the other parties, like the DA, don't like that. They can leave.
There's no DA that determines what happens in the Government of National Unity. They're invitees. I can't invite you to my house. They don't get to my house. You tell me how to put my furniture.
Meanwhile, the rand regained some strength through the night to back under the 18 rand level against the US dollar. Investors are now waiting for President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce his cabinet. This morning, a dollar at 17 rand 96. You can get the latest political developments on our news blog. Namibia has become the latest country in Southern Africa to also declare a national emergency due to a severe drought. Spokesperson for the Namibian government, Ibe Nashandi, says poor rainfall has caused a 53% reduction in crop yields, and the relief program includes food assistance for nearly 342,000 households, as well as water provisions.
The grazing condition is worse in most of the country. It cannot be guaranteed that it will last throughout until the next rainy season. The water, the dam levels, some of them have already started to dry up, and the water crisis is just going to worsen.
And in Florida, hip-hop artist Travis Scott was arrested and booked into Miami-Dade County Jail on charges of trespassing property after being given a warning and disorderly intoxication. The 33-year-old Scott, whose legal name is Jacques Bermond Webster, was on a charter boat and involved in a disturbance with the crew. Police were then called to the marina and he was asked to leave. He did, but then he returned and got into another argument with the same crew members. This time, Scott apparently refused to leave and he was arrested. He shares two children with Kylie Jenner, the beauty mogul and youngest sibling of the Kardashian-Jenner clan.
I watch a lot of Below Deck. I know how this happens. Sometimes it's the crew, sometimes it's also the guests.
So,
she nonsense, Mark. I'll throw you off, Papa.
The crew?
Their captain.
Really? So yeah. They will say, get off the boat.
No, they will threaten them. Say, if you jump in the water one more time when it's unsafe, I'm turning this boat around and it's the end of your trip.
But I've paid for this charter. I can also not jump in the water.
Doesn't matter. You pay $1 million. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are. Captain's the captain, Gerda.
Huh?
All right.
Captain
Sandy, she very diplomatic. Australian guy also, yeah.
You really love that TV show.
Is this now Below the Deck or
yes.
Is this real life?
No, it's Below Deck.
Below Deck.
You know not Below the Deck, Below Deck.
You know
get
that's
it right.
Not real life.
You know, you mustn't get it wrong. My hairdresser got it wrong yesterday as well. he called us something under the deck or something, and I was like, dude, no.
I also got him watching serious,
yeah, also got him now also watching it. So
what is like, do they go on the boats and then you see what happens there?
He,